This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z, and this is your bonus episode of Radio Doc Dogs. That's right, just trying to drive the irritation of my voice into your ear one more time this week. Thanks for tuning in. Wait till I get to some of these events and they let me on the microphone. They don't let me as much as they used to. There's probably a reason behind that. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. This, of course, is the bonus episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Going to have a couple great interviews coming at you, but first let's talk and remind you again about what's coming up in the future here for Doc Dogs events. Well, this weekend it is the 2016 Florida International Dog Surfing Championship. That is a Doc Dogs wild card event, one of your roads to worlds. That's right, the World Doc Dogs Championship is held in Dubuque, Iowa this fall, and at this 2016 Florida International Dog Surfing Championship, you can get an invitation to be challenged at Worlds. That's right. That's taking place at Fernandina Beach, Florida. That's Amelia Island, right along the Florida-Georgia border. It's probably too late to register online at DocDogs.com, but you can show up with your dog, and if there's still room in the waves, you can register and get in on all the action right there. And not only is that, of course, there's surf dogs. There's all kinds of stuff going on. It's going to be really cool. Probably Doc Dog's biggest event so far this year. And if you're not into that, well, maybe you're just a little ways up the coast, Georgetown, South Carolina, for the Palmetto Doc Dogs event. That is the Winye Bay Heritage Festival. I'm sorry if I didn't say that right. That is taking place April 8th through the 10th in Georgetown, South Carolina, part of one of Doc Dog's affiliate clubs, Palmetto Doc Dogs, and which Doc Dogs has affiliate clubs all over the world. Check them out online at DocDogs.com. Find the one nearest you. Get involved, folks. By being involved in one of those local clubs, you bring numbers and more people to the group in your region, wherever that might be. And that just creates more opportunity for practices, for events, and everything like that. So get involved in a club, folks. They all can use your help, and it's all fun. Also coming up in the near future, April 14th through the 17th, is the Puyallup Spring Fair, and that is at the Fairgrounds and Event Center in, well, Puyallup's in Washington. So, hey, Doc Dogs, you know what I hate is when you leave off the city and state of where these events are. So how am I supposed to know when I'm looking online, huh? So that's coming up April 14th through the 17th. I'm sure I'm not the only one asking that, right? Also, if you look online, April 16th and 17th, it is Vancouver Island Pet Expo. And that is part of the Doc Dogs Canada group. And that, too, doesn't tell me any more details. I'm guessing it's on Vancouver Island. And I don't see any specific city or anything like that listed here right now. So hopefully they'll update that so that you know where you're going, right? Also, April 16th and 17th, it is the Delmarva Doc Dogs Unleashed at Poochpalooza. That is in Berlin, Maryland, and that is part of the Delmarva Doc Dogs Clubs, another one of Doc Dogs' fantastic affiliate clubs, holding an event. And that, once again, is in Berlin, Maryland, April 16th and 17th. And we won't get much further on the schedule than that, except don't forget about Dueling Dogs, also April 15th through the 17th in Fort Myers, Florida. That is just Dueling Dogs right there at the Shell Factory. If you've been down there before, it's not over where like regionals were last year or anything like that, although it's a great location. It is right over there by the bar and restaurant in the main parking lot of the Shell Factory. It's going to be, man, it's going to be awesome. Registration is now open online at duelingdogs.net, and you can check that out, as well as some of the additional information that has recently been released about Dueling Dogs, like from my last conversation with Grant Reeves about the VID points system and the membership and the photography and video for both Dueling Dogs and Doc Dogs. All that information still forthcoming, getting updated and added onto the website. All exciting, extra exciting news. Can't wait. All right, so in this bonus episode of Radio Doc Dogs, I'm going to be talking with a couple more Doc Dogs competitors. I'm going to be talking with Brian Beedling and Brianne Durham. And hopefully you know both of them, and if you don't, you're going to get to know them here on Radio Doc Dogs bonus episode. But first, let's hear from Doc Dogs' fantastic sponsors, and then we'll be back with my interview, starting with Brianne. Ladies first, right?
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for, healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zoox dog treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zoox dog treats. Fuel the love.
Mind if we pay your vet bills? Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I'm speaking with Breanne Durham, and Breanne is part of the Mocan Doc Dogs Club. Hi, Breanne, how are you?
Great, Jim. It's great to be on.
That's awesome. I appreciate you being on. It's cool to get to talk with a lot of my friends west of me, because that doesn't happen as often as I would like, unfortunately. But it's really great to be able to talk with Doc Dogs competitors all the time. Get their backstories, their, you know, what's going on in their world of Doc Dog, get all of their accomplishments, and find out what's going on in, you know, their neck of the woods. So welcome to the show. Thanks very much. How long have you been a member of the Mocan Doc Dogs Club?
Actually, I just moved out to the area last April. So I think I joined up with them last spring, so we're just about to hit the year mark.
Cool. Awesome. Awesome. And I know you've been in Doc Dogs for a number of years. You were out west previously with Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, I was out there with Las Vegas. I started out there, I want to say in 2008 or 2009, one of those years, and I was the vice president out there, and then I headed out to California for a little bit with SoCal out there, and then made my way in the Midwest.
All right. Bouncing around and getting that variety of different scenery and Doc Dog scenery as you go at it.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. Mocan, you know, has some fantastic stuff going out there this year. We can touch base on that again real quick. I know I had talked with Molly Johnson as well. And, you know, you guys have regionals out there at Lake of the Ozarks, which is really cool. The Dog Days is just awesome. Have you been there before?
Oh, yeah. I used to fly out just to go to Dog Days.
Oh, cool.
Because I had so much fun out there. And so this should be my third or fourth year I'm out there.
Awesome. Awesome. And then later on in the year, there's a Dueling Dogs event there, too. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Excited for this year. That's for sure.
So let's talk about your teams. Lap Dog, Heist. And Scrabble, and they had pretty good years last year, right? What happened?
Last year was phenomenal. I mean, Heist is at 8 years old now, and she got her personal best in speed retrieve last year at 5.9.
Quick.
Heist is just a little thing. She's only about 22 pounds.
That's fast. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was outstanding to watch that. And, of course, we got our Lap Dog of the Year for 2015. That's the fourth year that we've got it. So we got it in 2011, 2012, 2013, 14, and 15. Okay, so I guess we're at 5 years.
Wow, that's
and
so cool.
So that was just really exciting. I love, and the Lap Dog competitors, I mean, they're getting serious. For a couple of years there, nobody could even come close to Heist, and we have a good battle every year at the World Championships, so it's a lot of fun.
And that's fun, and you know, it's cliche, but pound for pound, I think they are the most exciting ones to watch up there on the dock. The crowd, everybody just gets so ramped up. They're so cute and a ball of energy, and yeah, so much fun.
Oh yeah, yeah. The crowds when we go to local events, the crowds they don't even know Heist, and they're chanting her name by the end of the weekend. It's a lot of fun.
That's great. And then Rookie of the Year with Scrabble. How cool is that?
Rookie of the Year. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I got this little boy. He was a rescue that I got last year. I got him in, let's see, April. Our very first event was actually Cannonball, Lake of the Ozarks in June. And we had a really great event there, just kind of learning him, him learning me, and figuring out whether or not he would even do it, because I didn't even try to take him out before that. And I think July we went to an event, had a great time there, and then August we hit about 4 events. There was 5 weekends. We hit 4 of the 5 weekends with events, and he ended up getting every single title and every single discipline. So
wow, that's awesome. That's great. Well, no wonder you're Rookie of the Year, obviously.
Yeah, I couldn't be more happy with him, and I think we're going to have a great year this year. So,
what's his personal best so far?
So in Big Air, we got a 25.4 last year.
Awesome.
EV, I started him out at 4.6, not knowing anything, and he got himself up to 6.6. And let's see, Speed Retrieve, we're still definitely working on, but he came out of the gate at about, I think, high 7s,
okay.
And we just busted into the low 6s our last event in St. Louis last couple weekends ago.
Oh, cool. Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And what about Heist? I'm guessing Heist doesn't do EV.
Oh, she does. She's a Titan dog now. She's gotten herself in EV. She can get up to, let's see, we hit 5 foot at our personal best.
Oh, my gosh.
Speed Retrieve, she got her 5.9, and her very best Big Air ever was a 24.7.
Oh, my gosh. That is
I know.
Cool.
So she got herself, she was an Iron Dog. She had a Warrior title for the longest time, but once she started busting out the faster Speed Retrieve times, she's bumped herself up, so she got that promotion last year.
Holy smokes, you got some awesome teams there. I want to come follow you around and get some video and pictures of this.
I'm super happy with them. I've been really blessed. I started out this sport with a very large, very goofy, love of my life Golden Retriever. And he didn't jump far, he didn't jump big, but he made the sport look good. And then I brought out Heist, and she just started dominating. So.
Wow, that is cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So let's talk about how you got started in Doc Dogs. When was it? What was your first event? All that fun stuff.
Actually, my first event, very cool. I feel very fortunate of this. My very first event was Vail, Colorado.
Oh.
And I want to say it was like 2009, maybe. And I fell in it by chance. I had a very crazy friend who is my best friend to this date, Leanne Shinton, and she said, "You guys should come out and try Doc Dogs."
Oh,
I said, "I don't know about this." I had a Golden Retriever, and Heist was just, I think, I can't remember how old she was, but my Golden was about 6 years old. And I said, "All right, well, I'll give it a try. I don't know anything about it, but let's try it."
Uh-huh.
And so I headed out to Vail, Colorado, and I had no idea what I was getting into.
That Leanne, look at all the money she's gotten you to spend and everything now. You sure she's your best friend? No, love Leanne. Both of you are wonderful competitors and assets to the Doc Dogs community.
We love it. It's everything to us. It's given us so much in life. We just want to give back whenever we can. You know, Leanne was actually the one that talked me into doing that talent show we had that one year at Worlds, and she had me dressed up as Elvis Presley. And I had to go up and lip sync in front of everyone.
Yep, I have video of that. Maybe we should post that with this interview.
We should. That was a good time. I can't believe I did that.
It's so cool. So cool. So what about this coming season? What are your plans? Any big events on the that you want to target and make sure you're going to get to?
Oh, yeah, we're going to, we haven't tried dueling dogs yet.
Okay.
I've been sitting back and watching Leanne do it and all my other friends do it. And one of the lap dogs did it last year and actually took second place, I believe, in world finals. So this year we're going to get into dueling dogs, so I'm pretty excited about that. And then we have, of course, Lakes of the Ozarks for our regionals. We did St. Louis this year at the boat show. We're going to do Lake of the Ozarks, and really anything that comes within 100 miles, we'll for sure be there. So whatever pops up on that calendar, we're all there.
Well, that's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, do you find that you have a lot more opportunity now in the area that you're at compared to probably maybe Las Vegas and in California?
You know, Las Vegas, Leanne and I were kind of traveling buddies. So, you know, it wasn't too bad. We got to a lot of good places. Yeah, we had to drive farther. There was no doubt a 12-hour drive was pretty typical for us.
Yeah.
When I was out on the West Coast. Now, in the Midwest, I've always heard about all their you know, events and how I'm going to be going to an event all the time. And I would love to see more. I mean, it's maybe it's enough for some people, and for me, I just would love to see more and more and more and more. There's a couple shows I can always depend on that are going to be around here, like the Kansas City Boat Show and the St. Louis Boat Show. Those will hit up in every January and February, so I've attended those. I'd love to get something somewhere, and I could go every month, a couple times a month, and I'd be maybe satisfied.
I hear you there. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you know, I think, you know, for people that still, you know, are listening, they're new and maybe they're still not quite understanding it. You know, you always hear folks say, I when's the next event coming? And you tell them, well, there's one 3 hours away from me. You're like, I can't go 3 hours. I can't go. But I think they have to understand that in the world of Doc Dogs, a 3 hour event's pretty lucky. That's pretty good, right?
That's amazing. Yeah, that's spectacular.
Right. Obviously.
Yeah. I'll start considering maybe not going if it's an 8 to 10 hour drive. So like Ohio, it could be a 9 hour drive for me, or it could be a 14 hour drive, just depending on where it is in Ohio. So I got my states that I'll consider. But anything that's in Kansas, Illinois, Arkansas, anywhere around there, you can pretty much bet that I'm going to be going too. So.
Well, that's cool. That's awesome. We'd love to have you here in Ohio though.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
For sure. You know, come during the summer, you know, well, come whenever you like. There's events year round now.
I'm originally from Detroit.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. I know all about that weather, all about the muddiness. You know, there was a world back when Worlds was Worlds, and then there was regionals. There was a Worlds that I went to at the Ohio State Fair.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I remember, I believe, it was hot and it was muggy.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was out of the Midwest long enough that I actually forgot about that weather.
Yeah, some people don't realize that it becomes Florida in the summer up here, and sometimes worse, you know, as far as the humidity and everything goes. Yes, absolutely. So, well, Brianne, it was wonderful talking with you. I'm really glad I got this opportunity. I'm really excited for you guys and your teams. I'm going to be watching you this season because that's just awesome. I got to see what else is going on. And don't hesitate to give us a shout again anytime that we can talk more about the Mocan Doc Dogs Club or your team or anything that's going on.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this, and I love, love, love listening to you. So.
Awesome. Thanks, Brianne. You have a wonderful day.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, it was very nice for Brianne to take the time to talk with us and tell us a little bit about what's going on in her Doc Dogs world. So exciting to hear. Now I'm going to be talking with Brian Biedling. And Brian is another wonderful Doc Dogs competitor. Has some good information and details about what's going on in his area and his plans and his teams. Here's my conversation with Brian Biedling.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I'm speaking with Brian Biedling. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. And thank you for taking some time out to talk with us on Radio Doc Dogs. You have some interesting stories about your Doc Dogs career so far, your teams, your accomplishments, and the clubs you're in, all kinds of great stuff. And I think this is going to be great for people to hear about your involvement in Doc Dogs. So how did you get started in Doc Dogs?
It's funny. One, it's been a lot of fun for us. Jen and I really enjoy it. I know the dogs enjoy it. How we got started is we live in a small town in southern New Jersey called Medford Lakes. We had bought a cabin on the lake, I guess, in 2009, and shortly after, we did a research on the deed for the original owner of the house, and we discovered that the original owner had a GSP that lived with them. We didn't know anything about the breed or Doc Dogs at the time.
Okay.
And we had... When we got a new dog, we said, okay, we wanted to get a GSP because they went along with the house. We just thought it was a cool story. We loved the breed. We thought they were really cool.
Yeah.
And we ended up getting Limoncello. So she came to us. She was a puppy. She took to the lake from day one. We couldn't keep her out of the water. And we started, you know, I just casually used to throw a tennis ball off and let her swim. And we started noticing she was going pretty far. It was pretty cool. And I had seen the Great Outdoor Games, I believe, on ESPN at one point, and there was an event that was local to us, so we said, hey, let's go. We thought it would be a good time. It was actually a Delmarva event down in Tuckerton. And we went down there, thought, you know, let's go have a good time, showed up like a lot of rookies do with a toy and a leash, no chair, no nothing.
Right.
And entered the competition. And Cello, in her first Doc Dogs event, ended up coming second in the Masters Finals.
That's cool. Well, that had to be.
It was awesome. It was really a good time. And from there, you know, we always joked that, you know, I became a soccer dad from that point on. I mean, we were obsessed with Doc Dogs. So that was our story. We started going to every event we could, winter events. It didn't matter. If there was two dogs jumping in a puddle, we'd be at it.
Well, that's a great way to start out. I mean, you know, finish in there and how exciting that had to be. And that's very cool. And you know what I really like about that, too, is I can picture you, because I've seen this before with other people in their first time. And you say you showed up with your leash and your dog and that's pretty much it. And then you see them the next time and they got a little more and a little more. And then after, you know, a year or something like that, now you guys been in it now. How long?
We've been doing it for, this is going to be our third season coming up this year.
Okay, so you're up there. Your car's maxed out now when you pack for Doc Dogs events, I'm sure.
Oh, right? We have a car, we have a camper, we have a Dogtown set up to rival any out there.
Well, that's awesome. But, you know, you didn't stop there. You got some more dogs, all GSPs.
Yep, we did. We love the breed. We had thought about, you know, looking at another breed because we meet so many cool dogs out, Doc Dogs, obviously the Labs, the Chessies, but we just love the GSPs. We couldn't get enough of them. So, you know, when we decided to get another puppy, we went to the same person we had gotten Limoncello from, and we got her little half-brother, same mother, different father,
okay.
And we got Hooch, who is the most adorable, loving puppy you could ever meet in your life. He just has a heart the size of a pool itself. So we got Hooch, and, you know, Cello took to the water immediately.
Yeah.
Hooch was a little bit of a different story. He's a little shy. He's a little reserved. But eventually he started jumping in, and he would just kind of, he had this pop that was just hysterical. He would just, like, I always describe it as those spring-loaded toys. He would, you know, go to the end of the dock, and he would sit there, and it's like he was priming himself at the end of the dock, and then he did what ended up being dubbed the Hoochie Hop. So he would jump about 6 feet straight up in the air and about 4 feet into the water. And he just looked like a frog out there, and it was so funny. And, like, people loved it. And as the season went on, he was only 6 months in his first competition, and it was great, and they loved him, and it was adorable, and it became a crowd favorite. And as he started progressing through the year, he started getting better and better, and people, like, actually came up to us and said, "I'm really glad you're doing good, but I so miss the Hoochie
Hop." They missed the hop, yeah. Well, those GSPs, you know, they say, you hear it announced at Doc Dogs events all the time, they come with springs built into their legs like that, so I can just picture it, how it would go.
he is crazy with that, so. You know, and he's a great story. Cello, I always say, Cello, when we first got her, she jumped 22 feet in her first competition. She still jumps 22 to 23 feet today.
Wow.
So there hasn't been a lot of evolution with Cello. She's a great dog, competes like crazy, loves it. And she really, you know, she made Worlds an Iron Dog this year, and she's a great competitor. But to watch Hooch evolve was really fun. So he went through the year, and he started going, his Hoochie Hop started going from 4 feet to 6 feet to 10 feet.
Yeah.
Then we went to the Mid-Atlantic Regional last year at Chip's Corner, and he just came into his own at that event. And Jen took him up there, took him back to the end of the dock, and he started jumping 24 feet.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, you know, he ended up, by the end of the year, the number two ranked GSP in the world, only second to Poppy, who's out of Canada, who's a great competitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And number one in the U.S. So we couldn't have been more proud of Jen and Hooch by the end of the year. He ended up making Worlds in not only in Elite Big Air, made the finals in Elite Big Air in Worlds.
Awesome.
He also made in Cadet EV and ended up making the finals and coming in fourth there as well. So Hooch's season was incredible for his first year. We just can't wait to see what he's going to do next year.
Yeah, that is so cool. That's awesome accomplishments. Good job, Hooch. and then that didn't stop there. You have a third GSP.
No. And then we got a third during the year last year. That was Lager. So Lager is a really great story. Lager was a canine. He was an explosive detection dog over in Iraq. He worked for the State Department.
Okay.
So in typical GSP fashion, he had done his 18 months, and he came back, and they retrain him every, you know, they bring him back into the United States, and they retrain him.
Mm-hmm.
And Lager, in typical GSP fashion, was a little obsessed with water, so they decided they were going to retire him at that point. And the person who does the training had seen Doc Dogs. A good friend of ours, Gary Foote, had put on an event. It was a demonstration event down in Reston, Virginia. And the person who did the training was at that event. So he had heard of Doc Dogs, and when they said they were going to retire Lager, they wanted him to get involved in dock diving. So they had called over to the local club to them, which would be Tidewater, which we're members of.
Cool.
And they got a hold of Gwen Mowry, who's the current president there. And mm-hmm. they said, listen, this dog has $30,000 worth of training. You know, he is really, he was an asset to the country. But we're going to retire him, and we want him to have a good life. So we have three requirements if we're going to adopt him out. Is the person has to have access to water where the dog can swim, has yeah. to be good with the GSP breed, and is going to compete them in dock dogs. And Gwen said, you know what, hold on a second, I think I got your person.
Yeah, it sounds like the perfect person.
So we went out, we drove out to West Virginia where the training facility is. We brought Cello and Hooch along with us as well. Everybody got along great. Lager came in the truck with us, and we were on our way back home. We made it home right about at dusk, and I said, you know what, I want to see how obsessed this dog is with the water. So I took him right back. We have a full dock out in our backyard. So I have a 40-foot AstroTurf ramp. I have an EV rig. It's a lot of fun.
That's nice.
So I took Lager out back, and I said, all right, I'm going to sit him, and I'm going to throw a toy. Perfect sit stay. Chased a toy, jumped right out of the water. So in 2 minutes of being home, I had myself a dock dog there.
Wow. Well, they weren't kidding, were they?
No. And Lager had an incredible year as well. We only got a chance to do two national events with Lager. And
okay.
In those two national events, he qualified in seniors in the rankings to go to Worlds. So
wow.
It was an awesome year for us to have Limoncello, Hooch, and Lager make it to Worlds. Lager ended up making finals in Senior Big Air, which was a great accomplishment for he and Jen, came in fifth.
Yeah.
And I forgot to mention earlier, Hooch as well during the year. Hooch and Jennifer, as I told you about their career during the year, Hooch ended up winning the Golden Paws Award Hooch and Jennifer ended up winning the Golden Paws Award for Most Improved Team.
That's right. I remember that. That is awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
So,
that's cool.
You know, as far as a year in Doc Dog goes, like, I don't know how next year is going to top it, but I hope it does, because that was a wild ride and we had a ball.
Well, it sounds like you're right. It sounds like it'd be tough to top, but man, you got a great team there between you and Jen and all the dogs. It's I think you can top it. I actually kind of feel like, yeah, I think you can top that. As good as that was, I think you guys could do even better. That's cool. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really our goal this year. Obviously, we want to get them all back in Worlds, but then we said, okay, you know, Cello competed in a tough Iron Dog division. Our goal is to get her into finals and then obviously get Hooch and Lager back into finals. I also compete in EV with Lager, and, you know, he did really well. He only did one event in EV and ended up going to 6.4, which was incredible because I started him at 4.6, so it was a wild ride because I didn't know where he was going to go to, so
yeah.
I started him at 4.6. Poor dog, by the end of it, I had to drag him up the ramp.
Slept good that night.
Yeah, but, you know, it was incredible, so we want to get Lager in an EV. It's really, you know, we have such a... We have such a good time doing it. It's really just, we're really looking forward to the season.
Cool. That's great to hear. I'm excited for you guys. I can't wait to get out there and see again. Hopefully one of the events coming up will cross paths, but that sounds pretty likely between your teams and all your adventures and all of the clubs that you're part of that you were telling me about. Tell me a bit about that.
We are. We started out, our first event was a Delmarva event, and obviously, as I said, I became a soccer dad after, you know, the first competition. So we immediately joined Delmarva. Great people, great club, but we're in southern New Jersey, so just about every event is about 3.5 hours for us.
Okay.
There's really, except for Tuckerton is the only one that's close, so we end up doing a lot of traveling. So, you know, we would go to Keystone events where we met Phil Bittner and the great people in Keystone. So
yeah.
Then we traveled to Chesapeake events, and we meet Frank Moraff and you know, Gary Foote and the great people there, and ended up going down to Virginia Beach and meeting Jeff Wheeler and Gwen Mowry. So, I mean, we've met some amazing people in Doc Dogs. And as we start going to all these club events, I just said to myself, I want to support these clubs. I want to be part of them. And I know a lot of people say it's not necessary. You can go to the events anyway. But I feel like these clubs bring us so much fun and happiness and camaraderie and, You know, I've never been to an event where everybody doesn't root for everybody else. It's like a big family.
Yeah.
But I said, I want to be part of it. I want to join it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to support. So, you know, I'm on the membership committee for Tidewater down in Virginia Beach. Jen's doing some work with Tidewater through their website. She's great with that.
Cool.
So, you know, we joined them all, and, you know, we have an extended and lovely Doc Dogs family.
Well, that's great to hear, and I'm glad you're taking that to all those clubs. So, you know, in case anyone's ever confused, you don't have to be a member of just one club, but you should be a member of a club. And I know you're right. Some people will say, well, you know, we don't need to be a member of a club to go jump or do this, and they're right. You don't have to be, but what they need to understand is that through that group organization of each of these clubs, those are the types of things that go on behind the scenes that bring the events to your neighborhoods in, you know, and scale them up and sometimes make them, you know, even bigger part of something else, or a small part of something even bigger that evolves. And that all starts on the club level and those organized groups that are the Doc Dogs affiliate clubs. So while you don't have to be a member of any club to have fun in Doc Dogs, it really is encouraged simply because and for personal reasons too, each individual, they get so much out of it, the camaraderie, the organization, the learning of Doc Dogs more in depth, and you know, how to grow it and everything themselves. So it can be a personal challenge as well. So I'm great to hear that. That's awesome.
It's amazing. I always think of the clubs as the boots on the ground. I love the national events. Anytime I can see Bob Dwyer, I'm happy. But you know, the clubs are the boots on the ground. They get these events, they build them, they fuel them, and they end up making not only the club level better, but they end up in turn making the national level better. And it's great to see. And you know, without the clubs, I don't think Doc Dogs would be what it is.
Absolutely not.
You know, I'm happy to support them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Speaking of some support, you also, well, let's talk about, you have a sponsor that you brought on recently. Let's talk about them a little bit.
Yep, we are sponsored by a company out of Washington State by the name of TurboPup. They were on Shark Tank, which you can find online, but it's run by a great lady who started out hiking with her dogs, and she was ended up, you know, she would do long hikes, and she's carrying kibble, and just thought there had to be a better way to feed her dogs, you know, good, wholesome food while out on the trail or camping.
Right.
And she created TurboPup, which is a meal replacement bar for dogs. It's all human-grade food. You know, you can actually eat them yourselves. I've tried them. They're a little bland, but the dogs seem to like them. And, you know, they can get good nutrition while out on a hike, you know, without having to carry kibble, carry a bowl, any of that. They can eat them right out of the pouch. They're in a sealed packet, so they'd go easy in a backpack. And where we found that the sponsorship kind of crossed over from the hiking world to Doc Dogs is, as everybody knows, there's always that debate in the morning when you're doing an event. Like, how much do I feed their dog?
Yeah.
They're going to be swimming in an hour.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
And competing as hard as they can in an hour. So you don't want to fill their bellies with kibble. You obviously, you know, they swallow some water. You know, GSPs are very high on the list for bloat. Nobody would ever want that, God forbid.
Right.
So we found with the TurboPup, it was a good way to break them off into pieces, give them wholesome nutrition throughout the day, almost as treats, so that they can keep their energy level up without having to fill their bellies with a lot of food.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, because you're absolutely right. People think about that. I think about that. It's like, well, what am I feeding my dogs this morning before they go out? How long before they do their jumping? And then, you know, a Doc Dogs event is an all-day affair, so I'm also thinking about, well, when are they going to be able to eat dinner? I don't want to wait too long. What can they have? What do they still have yet to do? And once again, don't want to fill them up or get them too full, make them tired, you know, like we get after you have a nice meal. You know, you want to lay back and kick back, and they may want to do that, and we're asking them to go out there and jump 20-something feet. So, yeah, this sounds like a great little supplement. And it's no way intended, I'm sure, to replace the dog's regular meal if you're feeding, like, blue buffalo or something like that. You keep doing that. This is just something for, like you said, the hikes, maybe at a Doc Dogs event, agility event, whatever it might be, to you know, still get them that nutrition without, you know, filling their tummies too much or more than needed for that time.
Absolutely. It gives them the wholesome energy they need throughout the day. Obviously, we feed regularly. Aside from that, it's not meant to replace their food in general. But in a day, you always think about it. You get a Friday competition. If you're an EV, You know, you've probably gone from 9 o'clock in the morning to some of those EV competitions end after 6. That's a long day for the dogs.
Yes.
And they got to keep their energy level up.
Yeah, yeah. No, that sounds good. That's great. That's great. One of the other things you're talking about is some donation work, things that you do for GSP Rescue, correct?
Yep. We are volunteers for the GSP Rescue of New Jersey.
Cool. Excellent.
We started that long before we were involved in Doc Dogs, right after we got Cello. We loved the breed. We wanted to help and give back. So we do fostering, we do transport, we do any of that, and we had said that we were going to dedicate a lot of our dock diving to help the GSP rescues. That's the way we're going to give back to the breed that's brought us so much joy.
Cool.
So any of the winnings that the dogs get, whether it be national events, when we get credits, we donate the money, or at a club event where you actually receive a check there, is all of those winnings are donated to the GSP Rescue of New Jersey. It's kind of our way and almost de facto the dog's way of giving back to the GSPs that are still in need.
Well, that's nice, yeah.
So, you know, we ended up, I think total donations were close to $2,000 for last year.
Wow, awesome.
So, you know, it really feels good because we enjoy it so much, and we want to be able to give back, and it allows us to kind of educate because the Doc Dogs announcers, especially at the national events, I can't speak highly enough of Bob, but every time we're up there, Bob always mentions we work with the rescue, and then people will come up and talk to us about the breed. GSPs are becoming a lot more popular,
yeah.
But a lot of people don't know about them. So they'll come up and talk about the breed, and we introduce them to rescue. It's been a great thing. It's been a great way not only to give back, but get some awareness out there of not only a great dog, but an excellent dock dog.
Absolutely. That is cool. That's awesome. So let's give a few props out there. Tell us again about some details about the rescue, where maybe if someone is looking for a German Shorthair Pointer, they might want to look towards the rescue you're supporting. How do they get in touch with them?
Any way to get in touch with the rescue would be through the website, and that is gsprescueofnewjersey.com.
Okay.
And you can Google search them. You can find them online. They're run by some great people. Raina and Sandy are excellent. They love to talk to you through the process. But the first step would be to go on the rescue website at the NewJerseyGSP.com and go through, fill out an application, learn about the breed. And, you know, there's some great dogs out there. We're currently fostering one ourselves. And, you know, see if it's a right match for you. And I think, you know, they amaze us every day. I'm sure they'll amaze everybody else as well.
They are very cool dogs. I'm always in awestruck of that spring in their legs at Doc Dogs events that they have. They're fun. As a photographer taking pictures of them, I always know I need to aim a little higher, but I know I can sometimes get that cool shot of just the dog in the sky because they have those hops that they're known for. So that's awesome. And then your Turbo Pup thing, how do people look into that further if they want to check something out online?
If you want to find Turbo Pup online, the best way to do it is turbopup.com. They have a website, turbopup.com. They're also on Facebook and Instagram, run by great people. You can order right online. They have different packets that you can get or sizes. So if you're just somebody who's casually want to try them, you can just get a 2-pack and try it out. Or if you're somebody who does a lot of hiking or dock dogs, they have larger, you know, sizes that you can pick, and then obviously the prices get better as you move along.
Cool.
And, you know, I would say try it. You know, they have peanut butter, they have bacon flavor, all the things the dogs love.
Good.
And go on turbopup.com and check them out for yourself.
Excellent, excellent. And then how about a shout-out for all of the clubs that you're part of and any events you can think of off the top of your head that are coming up for any of those clubs that people should pay attention to?
Absolutely. I know Keystone always has some great events, and they have a stacked calendar. I know they have the Steel Shack event coming up soon. They have Cadora's Blast. They just finished the Harrisburg event, so absolutely check out Keystone. Chesapeake's schedule is still working itself out through the year because I know they just got a new facility,
mm-hmm.
Where they're working on a practice dock. So Chesapeake, obviously check back on their schedule. Delmarva has an event coming up in April at down in Ocean City, Maryland, which is at Frontier Town Campground. So I know there's a lot of dock dogs and a lot of campers out there, so you should definitely check that out because it's a really cool campground, and it's always nice when you can camp and the event's right at the same spot.
Cool.
And Ship's Corner has a couple coming up. I know Carolot is a national event, but I know the Tidewater Group helps with that. Carolot is always a huge event, draws out some of the biggest dogs, a lot of fun. So if you're in the Virginia Beach area, definitely check it out. and then they have Monster Splash at their sanctioned facility, Ship's Corner.
Yeah, cool.
And that is, I believe, the beginning of May. So always a fun time. If you want to have a good day, hang out with the Tidewater crew. They have a bonfire, have some great stuff at night. It is really Tidewater is a lot of fun. We'll put it that way.
Great. Well, they are. I know that for a fact. They're all a lot of fun and a lot going on in your area. So that's great for you. Fantastic. Brian, we're really out of time here. We probably could have talked twice as long here and gotten learned more about your teams, but I really appreciate you taking some time to talk with me and tell us about the teams and everything that's going on there in your world of Doc Dogs.
Jim, I really appreciate it. And to anybody listening, if you ever see us out there, look for the American flag color tent and stop by and say hi. I always love meeting new Doc Dog people.
Awesome. Awesome. Will do. Thanks again, Brian.
Jim, take care.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
All right, well, I want to thank both my guests, Brianne Durham and Brian Beedling. Wonderful information, great talking with everyone. Some good details in there about both those competitors and their teams and clubs and what you, how you can get involved. A lot of good details we talked about during those conversations, too. So check it out, docdogs.com. Find an affiliate club near you. Get involved. And whatever you're doing, once again, have fun, be safe. I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.